Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Answers for the Family. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza. And for those of you that have been listening, sending in questions and comments, thank you so much. Please continue to help spread the word that each week this show will bring on special guests, can inspire, educate, and in some cases, entertain, while bringing answers and options to making our lives happier, healthier, and more successful. Now, we will introduce you to top professionals and talented authors who are working to make this world a better place for all of us. Now, I'd really appreciate it if you could all do me a big favor. Please forward one of our shows to your social media group and to someone you know that can benefit from today's show. This is one powerful way that we, together, can make a positive difference in the world. And with all the negativity and divisiveness out there these days, I hope that you will find answersforthefamily.com, a place that you can go to see and hear some of the good and positive things that are happening around the world, which is also why we want you to share it with other people. There is so much divisiveness out there that is being put out through major media that we need as many of these outlets as possible, where you see that there is a lot of good going on and a lot of ways that we can improve our life. Now, with that in mind, if there was ever a time in recent years that we needed to focus on gratitude, this is the time. My son Chase and I wrote the Attitude of Gratitude Journal, something that at the time was geared towards teens going through some challenges in their life. Well, we're all going through challenges in our lives right now. So please go to our website at answersforthefamily.com and download a free copy. It is our gift to you. All I ask is that you subscribe, which is for free, and give it 21 days and comment on whatever platform you listen to us on, what focusing on gratitude has meant to you and your family. Now, a quote, although not in the journal, it is by our guest today, and that is, "I make music to calm, ground, motivate, and inspire people into making positive changes in their lives, and thus, positive changes in the world." So, if that doesn't fit into something that we need right now, I don't know what does. So let's talk a little bit about 2020 and what it means, because right now, navigating life in 2020, it means that we're coping with around 5,000,000% more stimuli than we were just 50 years ago. So let's pause and let that sink in for a minute. 5,000,000% more stimuli. So our topic today, in hopes for us to be able to bring that down a little bit, is also the title of our guest's new book, which is Simplify, How to Stay Sane in a World Gone Mad. Our guest, Bob Hillary, is a young musician and writer, and this is his first book. But he is also signed to a well-known record label and has released 4 albums to an international fan base. He is a regular blogger and has a loyal following, and also writes articles for Kindred Spirit. He has played at the Glastonbury Festival and tours the alternative spiritual music scene in New Zealand, Australia, and Europe. Now, Bob spent a year living off the grid, and it was this experience that formed the basis for this book. This short, practical, and ultimately simple book is a manual for navigating modern life and making the right choices to result in a more peaceful, stable, and happy way of living, which is something I think most of us could use right now. Bob, welcome to Answers for the Family.
Thank you very much. Hello, nice to be here.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate you coming on. I know you were saying you're not feeling your best right at this moment, so I appreciate you still taking the time to talk with our audience, because I think it's really important that we have other outlets, that we have ways that we can kind of go inside and work on ourselves and bring ourselves to a more calm and peaceful way of life, because it sure seems like there are powers out there that are focusing on just the opposite.
Yeah, they really do, don't they? It's pretty bonkers time. I'm actually speaking to you from in my camper van, or I'm in a field in England where I live. I've been at a conscious festival called Medicine Festival, so I'm speaking walking my talk right now.
So yeah. The Medicine Festival, I'm guessing it's not sponsored by Big Pharma. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it's been very inspiring. It's just been 4 days of, it's been about 500 of us people come together to explore alternative medicine, but really through the art of music and art and healing and being on the land together. What happens when you get 500 people on the land together, you know, creating art and music and making magic, and what happens is amazing. So I'm feeling very inspired, albeit a little bit run down. Yeah, but yes, very inspiring. I'm feeling very inspired right now, actually. Well, very grounded also.
Good. Speaking of inspired, what inspired you to write this book about your experience living off the grid?
Well, my book has really been written because I'm an empath, and I have a kind of concern and a care for humanity, you know, like a lot of us do. And I just see that things are unnecessarily messy out there, and when they don't need to be, you know. And so, yeah, as an empath, as a caring person, this book has come through me and from me, and it's going out into the world, which is, you know, I wrote this book actually 3 or 4 years ago, and I had no idea things were going to get so intense as they are now. So actually, the timing is spot on. Doesn't mean I'm very happy about the state of things. It's a big mess, really. But yeah, here we are.
Well, you know, you mentioned you wrote it 3 or 4 years ago. It's interesting. There's a meme that's going around that says nobody got the answer right in 2015 to the question, what will you be doing in 2020? Right. In other words, none of us expected this, but yet you were writing a book 3 or 4 years ago, and you were writing it on your experience, but the experience itself is living off the grid. What motivated you to first just go off the grid?
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to ask that question. Thank you. Yeah, well, actually, it was in 2012 when me and my partner, we bought a bit of land in Wales, and we moved off grid. We moved into a big yurt, and we just did it. And we left our lives behind, the 9-to-5 working for the man lives, and we just moved into living off grid. It was awesome. But how I'm going to relate this to like 2020 is basically what I'm hearing is that everything that was predicted that was going to happen in 2012, you know, the collapse of the economic system, big earth changes on the planet, a lot of chaos. Actually, that year is now. It didn't happen in 2012. And I thought we were going to get off scot-free. But that's why we bought the land, because we were like, stuff's about to go down. And we need to prepare. And I believe that time is now here, which is full on, actually. And it's also really exciting, depending on how you look at it.
Right.
Depending on which side of the fence you're on. I'm all for one for staying positive in these times, because if you get dragged down by the negative, then you know you're good for nobody, basically.
Well, and I definitely agree, but be it 2012 or 2020, and And not that I disagree, but why do you think the world is going mad?
The world, I'm not going to pretend that I'm like a guru, that I have the answers, but I can just give you, you know, what I think. The reason I think the world is going mad right now is because we're living at the end of an age. Do you understand what I mean by the patriarchy?
Go ahead and explain it, because we have a lot of people, so.
Okay, well, for the last, you know, 10,000 or plus years, we've been in something called the patriarchy, which has been a male-dominated system that's run by men at the top who tell everyone else what to do. It's like top-down system. That's why we have governments, you know. From my understanding, I'm quite alternative, and I'm very into astrology and things. The astrology of these times tells us basically that the patriarchy, that male-dominated system where there's, you know, men in charge at the top of the pyramid, telling everyone else, the rest of the planet, what to do, how to live, etc., etc., that system is now ending. And frankly, I think we've all really had enough of it. I don't know about any of your listeners, but, like, you know, the way we live on this planet is 99% of people are unhappy. And they're unhappy because we're living in this system where we get told what to do, when to do it. We have to pay our flipping taxes. We have to work our asses off for the man, you know, at the top, who gains everything. And why everything is going mad right now is because that way of life is being called to change. And if you look, if you're anything into astrology, or if you want to look into astrology, astrology tells us right now that that time is coming to a close, which is going to look quite chaotic for a while, maybe 5 to 10 years, as one chapter of our history closes, another begins. And so what's going to happen, and I've been seeing this come for a while, is that as the patriarchy dies, and we're going to see a lot of chaos in our governments, and we already are, they're kind of battling to cling on to what they have, but it's not going to work. And so what's actually happening is that one system is dying as another is rebirthed. And it's really up to us, really every one of us right now on the planet, as to what we choose in this time. Are we going to go down with a sinking ship, or are we going to choose to, like, step into the new? Because if we step into the new, we're going to be having a great time. Well, but that's going to take some courage, you know?
Exactly. I like what you're saying, but what's to keep us from going through what has happened so many other times in history, to where whomever or whatever it is that moves into that space of power, that unfortunately it just becomes another pyramid. It just pushes different people down to the bottom, and whomever it is that steps into that then feels that they have to go back into the same type of system, only with themselves now in charge. And I think that seems to be one of the problems in history that's kept us from getting out of that, was we start to have a revolution of sorts of people saying enough is enough, but then somebody else seems to take over and do the same type of thing. How do we get past that? Because history has shown that that's happened way too many times.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think this is about personal sovereignty. I think it's about the heart as well. I mean, I'm really into healing. Mm-hmm. I'm a healer, and a lot of people I know are healers, and they're into healing. And the planet right now is being called to heal. We're being called to heal the ways that we do things, the way that we live, you know, mm-hmm. the way that we consume, the way that we shop, the way that we eat, the way that we work. You know, it's all changing, and that's really exciting. I'm so excited right now, and I don't know about probably like most of us right now. I can range from being very, very anxious and fearful to the way things are going to being incredibly optimistic and excited, you know, from one day to the flipping next. These are strong times, but where am I going with this? I've forgotten the question. So I've had a long weekend. Personal sovereignty. Yeah, I don't know. It's like the way of the heart. When we heal ourselves and we step into the healing path, and we, you know, we open up our hearts, there's no need for competition. When you're in the heart, you're just in the heart and you're open. And when you're open, you don't need to be in control. And you generally, you get on with people. And the issue right now is in our society is that we're forced to live with our hearts closed, and we have to compete with everybody, you know? So we have this battle everywhere we go, our workplaces, on the street, walking down the street, like people are shut down, you know? You know, I believe that, we actually don't need leaders. We just need to get into our hearts and lead ourselves. You know, that's what I mean by personal sovereignty. When we step into our own, when we step into our heart, you know, we don't need to be led. We can let the heart lead us. That's what I've been exploring with these 500 people here in England and on this land where I am right now is what happens when no one's in charge and when everyone is encouraged to be their truth, you know, be to step into their power, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're taught that we're powerless, but that's rubbish. We're totally powerful, each one of us, and power gets given a bad rap, you know. There's nothing wrong with power, it's just how we use it, you know.
I think you're right, and I think unfortunately our education system is set up to where we have children that are free and they're happy and they're powerful and they think that they can do anything and they can use their imagination to do anything, and there's this stifling of it. There's this pressure to, you know, to say, you know, don't do that, or you know, you get these weird sayings and stuff about, you know, if they're just laughing for no reason, for them, you know, for an adult to say, to look at them in a harsh way and go, what are you laughing about? Who cares? They're laughing, you know, let them have fun.
They're supposed to be laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all supposed to be laughing. We forgot how to laugh. Jesus.
I know. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the book and why simplifying, you know, is part of this answer, and why now more than ever?
What's the question?
Well, you know, to talk a little bit more about the book, because obviously one of the things that you discovered was you did something that, I mean, few people in our society do. And that is, you know what, I'm going to reevaluate this and I'm going to go completely off the grid and focus on my own power and figure out what I need to do without all of the influx of social media and you know, the mainstream media, mainstream news, politicians, everybody trying to tell you what you should think, you know, who you should be angry at, who you should hate. And you simplified things, and I think it had such a, you know, my feeling as in reading the book is it had such an impact on you that you felt this was something I need to share with the world. And so you've put it out in a book. So let's share a little bit about some of those things that you simplified, but how you came to the conclusion that simplifying is part of the answer.
Yeah. Well, thank you. For me, like, it just got to a point, you know, and this is a while ago now. This is like 10 years ago, you know, and 10 years ago, we weren't like as digital and technology obsessed as we are now. Even 10 years ago, things were more substantially more simple. And even back then, mm-hmm. I was like, everything, every cell in my body was like screaming at me, like, life is too complicated. Like, there's got to be another way, you know, like, so we bought that piece of land and we moved onto that land and we gave it a shot. And we've, you know, we stepped into a way of life, a way of living that was about simplicity and cutting out all the rubbish that we get told we need, and you know, letting it go. And it was such an awesome journey. And I thought, you know, relating this to what we're talking about just before, the question before about power, what I found from my experience of moving onto the land and cutting out all the rubbish, the technology, the rubbish food, you know, the polluted water that we drink from our taps, the, you know, the stuff. what I found on that land was my power. I found my personal power. And I found mental, I found good mental health. I found clarity from letting all the stuff go, you know, the mobile phones, the smartphones, the gizmos, the newspapers, the just the, all of it that we have all this stuff kind of heaped on top of us, huh? Mm-hmm. In our society, it's like it's coming at us from every angle, and we wonder why we can't think straight. Well, the reason we can't think straight is we've got too much stuff bombarding us, you know? It's like ridiculous. And so the you know, the message of Simplify is like, it's just that. It's like, you know, most people I meet these days, they're like, God, this is like, I can't handle the amount of technology that's coming at me. I you know, it's just too much. And I'm like, yeah, well, let it go, you know, less, you know, let's get back to less is more. And, you know, you started this show with, you know, a quote from my book around, we live in a world where we have 5,000,000% more stimuli mm-hmm. than just 50 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's the part of the problem, is, you know, we're saturated with stuff and we wonder why we're anxious and why we're scattered and, you know, stressed out, because, you know, we're essentially a tribal, we're still kind of cavemen. We were living in tribes not even that long ago, like, mm-hmm. you know, and so when we were living in tribes in nature, which wasn't that long ago, we didn't have all this stuff. We didn't have all this rubbish, you know, filling in every space. We just were with nature and we would exist and we would get along and we would do what needs to be done. And we'd probably enjoy, I don't know what it was like, but things have definitely getting way too complex. So the reason I wrote this book is because I see that problem. And I'm like, hey, I found another way, guys. It looks a bit like this. It's awesome. This way, here's the signpost. Do it. And I'm actually not saying like, hey, everybody, like, go live off grid. But I've essentially written a book where I've taken everything that I learned from that experience and distilled it into a little pocket handbook that's like you could just whip out and go, oh yeah, I might just dig into that. And it's all about like how to simplify, how to downscale, how to detech yourself, untech yourself, how to come out of digital addiction. There's masses in there, in a very little, cool little book, funky little book.
Right. We are talking with writer-musician Bob Hillary. The name of the book that he's referring to is Simplify, How to Stay Sane in a World Gone Mad. So stay with us. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Answers for the Family.
Founded over 30 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, Westshield has continually focused on resolving issues that negatively impact families and businesses. Our signature therapeutic transportation service helps to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely transported to specialized schools, programs, and treatment centers with unsurpassed experience and success. We are supported by our full-service, licensed investigation agency that has legally, professionally, and compassionately located hundreds of runaways and teens. We are experienced and qualified to help, offering solutions which may include referrals to our international network of top professionals in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, psychiatry, and investigations. Simply put, Westshield Adolescent Services and Westshield Investigations are the best solutions when your family is facing a personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-899-8585, or visit our website at westshield.com. Thank you.
And we're back. We are speaking with Bob Hillary, and we are talking about simplifying our life, doing, everything from the way in which we eat, the amount of technology that we take in, anything that we can do that simplifies our life, that allows us to be able to focus more on what's really important. Bob, one of the things that I wanted to touch on is there's been a huge increase, especially here in the United States, but I believe it's all over the Western world in regards to addiction. It was already on the rise, and then COVID hit, and in 2020, it is now heading towards epidemic proportions. Talk a little bit about maybe some advice that you would give for anyone listening who is suffering with an addiction to technology.
Yeah. Well, I have a whole chapter in my book. There's six sections of the book, and one of the sections is called Untech Yourself. Mm-hmm. I used to be addicted to technology, and before I was lived off grid. And basically, what happened when I moved off grid is I tackled that addiction, and I unhooked. And part of my journey, my whole journey really actually from moving off grid was about unhooking from all the negative aspects of society that keep us plugged in, in as slaves, really.
Yeah.
Feeding a system that is essentially keeping a few people at the top mega rich whilst we all slave away. And I've broken those chains, and I continue to break those chains, and that's awesome. And I know a lot of people out there right now, they're doing the same, because people have had enough, it can't go on. So regarding addiction, it's big. It's difficult for me to say because it's very easy for me to say, like, hey guys, get rid of your phones. Because we need them. However, it's hard. It's hard. I would say for me, the answer is nature. If you take yourself off into nature and you see if you can plug into nature instead of the technology, You know, when we live in a city and there's just no nature or not enough nature around us, and there is only like technology,
talk a little bit about how you made it work for you, because I know people that they talk about the fact that they give themselves a technology break and they'll leave their phone home for a day or a weekend. But they also said that they're going through what is the equivalent to withdrawals, like somebody that's on addicted to heroin. They're literally going through withdrawals. How long did it take for you? How difficult was it in the beginning? And then once you did it, because obviously you were living on the grid. In fact, Cher, I don't think I said how long it was. How long was it that you were off the grid?
Oh, it was like 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at one point, I know that there's a lot of studies that say that, you know, we need at least 21 days to break any habit. How long did it take you to where you felt like, I don't need that anymore?
It's difficult to say exactly how many days or whatever, but basically, like, I was out when we were living off grid, and I lost my phone one day, and, you know, I was out walking and it, you know, I lost it. And then because we were living in the mountains, there are only phone shops there, so I couldn't go out and buy another one. And what happened, here we go, actually, here's some time scales. I would say it took about a week, maybe 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because I spent a week without a phone because I couldn't buy one because there weren't any shops. And what I started to see, every day that I couldn't have a phone, that I didn't have the phone, I started feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
And every consecutive day, I'm like, I feel that much. Oh, I feel better again. The next day, oh, I actually feel better again. And what I started noticing was my clarity of mind and my mental health, and actually just my basic happiness started to rise. I'm like, oh my God, there's a complete correlation between that and not having a flipping phone. And within about 10 days, it was so clear to me, the relation to my positive mental health and my feelings of happiness and the phone, it was a complete direct correlation. I'm like, there is, yeah. And so what I actually decided after 10 days, this is not very long, 10 days, I decided to not go and buy another phone. And so actually I did 6 months without a phone. And I'm not saying that people need to do that, but I am implying that if you're addicted to technology, it's going to take some kind of strong willpower in you that we all have. We're all the same. We're all humans. We're all made of the same stuff. We can all do this. If I can do this, anyone can do this. You just have to find that strong willpower in yourself to go, I'm going to just give myself a 10-day digital detox, and I'm going to see how I feel at the end of it. You know, if I feel really great, then hey, maybe I'm going to make some really, really drastic changes around my internet use and my smartphone use. And that's up to every one of you. That's your journey. But this is big, you know?
Well, and I agree. And I think to add to that, because, you know, there are some of us, and I'm a detective at heart. So, you know, I'm a researcher. I like science. I like scientific evidence. If you need that, go down and get your blood work done. Okay. And most anybody that has a health plan, at least once a year, they're supposed to do your blood work for you. But get your blood work done and then do this detox, and you can do it on a variety of things. You can do it from technology. You can do a detox from processed foods. You can do these things and then go back in to your doctor and get it done again, and you will see incredible changes. And I know that's something that I did. I had a very dear friend that said a few years ago, that said, you seem run down. You always had more energy. You know, this just isn't like you. You know, have you had your blood work done? And, you know, have you had a full physical where they checked everything? And I hadn't. And I went down and I did that. And I was surprised that for somebody who always believes that I'm in shape mentally and physically and so on, there were some things that weren't right. And so I did a similar thing. So I disconnected network news to where I don't get network news. I don't get network TV into the house anymore. I also changed my diet. So I got rid of a lot of processed foods. I got rid of a lot of sugar. And 18 months later, when I got my blood work done again, it was phenomenal. They said that this was like somebody that was much younger. This was somebody that was much healthier, that I was not having brain fog. I was clicking on all cylinders. So for those of you out there, not only should you try this, what Bob is talking about, but if you're like me and you need scientific proof, there's a way to do it. When your body has less anxiety, your immune system is going to work better. You're going to get sick less. It's going to show up in things that you can measure and you can look at and say, yes, I made the right decision.
Yeah, nice. Good on you. Yeah, you do. You have a good energy. You seem like you have a man that's a little, you're a little bit older than me, but some people's energy, when they get older, their energy kind of goes down. You feel like you have a really vital energy. So whatever doing.
Yeah. And I think we're told that's just normal. We're told, so in other words, a regular doctor, because I went to a functional medicine doctor that my friend recommended, a regular doctor says, well, guess what? You're aging. Welcome to the world. And as if there's nothing you can do. Well, if we have toxins that are being put into our food, then that's a problem, And anyway, so if you go out to a functional medicine doctor and they point these things out to you, so it isn't just, okay, it's aging and accept it, but yet that's what we're told. And I was starting to fall into that trap, which I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's play futurists for a little bit, okay? Where do you think things are heading on planet Earth in the near future? So you're now a futurist. You're on stage, and everybody's looking towards you going, okay, Bob, you're our futurist. Where are things headed?
Oh, man, you're asking the cool question. Where are things heading? Okay, here we go. We're heading into some big chaos, people. We're also heading into some beautiful change, like such beautiful change and such beautiful, beautiful positivity. I really believe that we're living in such an epic time right now. Apparently, like, on a spiritual level, there are queues of souls queuing up right now to be on the planet, because this is such an epic time of, like, we are literally living in a time where one age is ending and another is beginning, and it's really amazing. However, that this time is, we're in the time of transition. And so it's going to look quite chaotic for the next 5 to 10 years or plus, as the structures that have been in place for tens of thousands of years, the government top down structures that have just been used to, like, telling us all what to do, and us all just going, oh, okay, that's just how it is, so we'll just better toe the line. That's all about to change. And every one of you that's listening right now, watching this, I'm sure you're feeling that, because we're all the same. We all feel the same things, and we all feel the same, like, you know what? I've had enough of being told how to live, what to do, and actually enough, So what we're going to start seeing is some chaos. And that's part of what needs to happen for the changes to occur. I think we're going to start seeing some really, really positive changes really, really soon, starting, you know, this year, around how, you know, I just think we're going to see really fast changes. It's going to get faster and faster with regards to how things are on planet Earth. And I think that one of the tricks to these times is to, for your positive mental health and well-being, is to keep your mental abilities with the focus on the excitement mm-hmm. of the fact that, like, planet Earth is changing for the better right now, rather than, oh my God, everything's going completely nuts. Because there's like two camps. And if you're in the like, oh my God, I'm in terror because everything's going completely nuts, then you're kind of telling yourself that. And so you're going to get sick, you know. And personally, I believe this whole COVID thing is highly suspect, all of it. Mm-hmm. But I believe, you know, if you buy into that agenda, that narrative, it's going to make you sick because it's just fear. And so if you tell yourself, like, everything's terrifying, then you're going to get sick. It's a no-brainer. Whereas if you step into your power and go, actually, everything's changing right now on planet Earth, all the old systems that don't respect the Earth and respect human beings are about to die off, and new models are coming in to replace the outdated models, then that's really awesome. And if you place your energy there, you're telling yourself, like, things are positive, and so therefore you're not going to get sick, and therefore you also start to create that future for yourself of, like, things are positive, my life is positive, rather than like, oh my God, everything's completely screwed up. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And if people need to take that to heart, what you're saying, because, you know, that fear is working against your immune system, which is making you more susceptible to getting sick no matter what it is. So absolutely, don't buy into the fear. Don't let it create additional anxiety that we don't need. Now, we've got a couple of questions, and we've got just a few more minutes. This one comes in, and again, I want to thank those that take the time to send in questions. We really appreciate it. This one reads, I have dreamt of living off the grid for 20 years, and I'm somewhat of a prepper. I'm a pretty social person, and I was wondering if you were totally alone or did you have people close by? Can you talk about the psychological effects you experienced that first year? Says, I bought the book and will be taking it with me on my upcoming trip into the Blue Ridge Mountains. I'm looking forward to diving into your 21 practices and Earth Warrior philosophy. And that's from Mark in North Carolina.
Oh, thank you, Mark. You're awesome. Thank you. That makes me feel really happy. Awesome. Ah, really touched. Okay, I've got to be brief because we're running out of time. But I was with my partner, Pamela, and part of where we went wrong is that we were on our own. It was just man and wife, and you can do that, but I would suggest in these times it is good to gather some good fellows with you on your journey if you can. Strength in numbers, power in community. That is where we went wrong, and actually that's why that journey didn't last more than 2.5 years. And now, you know, I'm stepping into creating more conscious community with more people. That's the next part of my journey, which is why I'm here on the land in my camper van with 500 conscious brothers and sisters around me. What was the second? Psychological. Yeah, just to answer that, the first 6 months were tough. Because what happens when you step onto the land out of society is there's a big shift in, and so your stuff kind of starts coming up. So you just got to stick with it, basically. And then you'll start feeling the shifts within you, and then you're rocking it, basically. But yeah, some initial hardship psychologically of like, this is a big change, and it's challenging because you step out of the comforts of society, you know? And that's part of the trap of society, is like, they make it so comfortable for us. You know, it's easier to stay in that trap than it is to break free. And our challenge, I think, is to break free now.
And I think you bring up a good point. And I think it's good advice is that we are still social beings. So doing this, with others may actually be the answer. Now we've got another question. We've got about 2 minutes, and this one reads, I have two teens, 15 and 17, and because we are living on a ranch/farm, they have a much freer lifestyle than city and suburban youth do. I call them my wild things, as they are always exploring the woods, connecting with the animals, and so in tune with nature in general. Is this what you mean when you say you explored your, quote, wild edges? Although you are, and then it says, although you're a bit older than them, I think my kids would love reading about your experiences. Do you think the book is appropriate for that age group? And this is from Marilee in Texas.
Hey, Marilee, thank you for your question. It makes me feel really happy that children and teens would be reading this book. I have deliberately written it in a really lighthearted style so that it's accessible for anybody. It's like I'm bringing all the subjects and topics of these times, and I'm making it very accessible for people. And it's quite funny, the book, apparently. People are telling me they're finding it quite light.
Yeah.
It's also full of like little cartoons as well, which is quite mm-hmm. cool. And actually a couple of people over here in the England, they're buying it for their kids. So the answer is yes. And the kids, they're having a tough time of it with the technology right now. You know, those of us that grew up just about without the technology, you know, these kids are having it rammed hard. So yes, please give it to your kids. That I would make me really happy.
Thank you so much, not only for writing the book, but for taking the time, for coming on here, and really, I mean, sharing your authentic journey in a manner that can help other people. So I want you to know I really appreciate it. And I know the book can be gotten at Amazon and pretty much wherever books can be sold. Is it also on your website? And if so, give us that website.
Yeah, I'd like to direct people to my website, please, because I'm not a massive supporter of Amazon, actually. My website is bobhillary.com, and there's all my music there. I have music videos, albums, the book is there. There's a lot of videos to help. I do a weekly vlog around, like, talking about these times, called Messages from the Woods. So please just head over to my website and check it out. There's loads of resources there. Well, it's all really about like how to cope with these times. And I also just encourage people to check out my music. That's actually my main thing, is I'm a conscious singer-songwriter. So go all check right. me out, you Americans.
Well, the nice part is this show goes all over the world. So we get people that call in or send things in all over the world. So that part is great.
Awesome.
And we really appreciate it. But for anybody out there, if you're driving and you're hearing this, or you're in a position where you can't write that down. Again, it's bobhillary.com, but know that we will have all of Bob's information on the answersforthefamily.com website. You can go on there. We'll have a way in which you can get right to Bob's site. I've been to the site, so yes, it has videos. It has his music that also is set up. It's very positive. You know, you want to have positive music playing in your home. This is what you want to have. You want to have things that brings anxiety down, not some of the music that actually ramps anxiety up. So again, Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. And for everybody out there, please join us next Monday when we're joined by Dr. Elizabeth Englander, the author of 25 Myths About Bullying and Cyberbullying. In this interview, Dr. Englander will help parents, teachers, and mentors understand the causes and consequences of bullying, as well as the methods to determine if something is truly a problem and how to effectively deal with the problems as they arise. Now, Again, for everybody out there, please visit our archives of past interviews at answersforthefamily.com. You can subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, and SoundCloud. And if you like what you hear, please leave a review. It will help us reach more people and be greatly appreciated. And the next time you're on Facebook or Twitter, and now Instagram, I'm trying to get on that one, but that one I think is only under my name so far. Please remember to stop by our page and check out some of our latest posts. If you like them, please like us and continue to spread the word. So for everybody out there, be good human beings and be with us again next week on Answers for the Family.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.